another church or whatever might be the case. And that's not what John taught, and I don't think it's what the Lord wants of us, even here at Reedview. You know, I think we can fall prey to this, where we don't want anybody leaving here, even if it might be better for them to be attending somewhere else for whatever circumstance. And really, the idea of us becoming less and Christ becoming more is a challenge for us, just even from on a personal level. And so I think about that. Paul's words from Galatians chapter 2 is, I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And I certainly think that that thought process is certainly where we want to go as believers, and certainly Paul was following perhaps in John's footsteps in terms of that attitude of the heart, daily sacrificing or crucifying our own desires and ambitions to the worldly lust that we have, or that the world might want to hoist upon us. And I'll try to quickly go through the next few, because I think I'm getting towards the end of my time. When we have doubts in our Christian walk, what do we do? And we read the story about how John was in prison, and he sent some of his disciples to go and ask the Lord, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? And we know clearly from earlier on that John realized that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah who was to take away the sin of the world. Some of the commentaries suggested, and I wouldn't say it's impossible, that I would tend to disagree, but that perhaps he was just sending his disciples for their sake rather than for his own sake, and that might have been the case. But I would suggest it may perhaps was more likely John was human. He was certainly a prophet sent by God, but he had human tendencies, human doubts. And so here he was, a man who had been sold out for God, doing God's will, and here he was languishing in prison. Some people would suggest he had been there for a year. And so the idea being that if this was really the Messiah, why is he allowing me to languish here in prison? Why isn't he getting me out? And so perhaps he was, because of circumstances, having doubts. And I think we perhaps have all been there where, you know, I've tried to be a faithful to you, Lord, and here I am having this issue, suffering from this illness, perhaps having cancer, whatever it might be. And I think it's sometimes easy for us to have doubts in those situations. And the Lord's response is interesting. He simply says, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And so Jesus simply said, this is what's going on. Obviously, he felt that this was more than enough to show that he was truly the Son of God, the Messiah. And he didn't criticize John for what, for perhaps going back, or the disciples. We certainly don't see that. But he simply stated the fact, stated the truth of what was going on. And then he finishes by saying, blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. That's kind of an interesting statement, but I think it is that, you know, could Jesus have freed John from prison? Certainly we know he could have, but he was choosing not to. And certainly God can heal someone with cancer from that cancer. Certainly he can, you know, relieve us of pain that we're suffering or whatever it might be, but God doesn't always choose to do those things. And so we can fall away on account of God being God and allowing circumstances to happen in our lives. But Jesus is saying, blessed are those who do not fall away under these situations. And there's a number of scriptures, many scriptures that support that, that when we live in faith through these difficult circumstances, that we'll be blessed. We'll be blessed if we accept that God's ways are higher and better than our ways, and if we trust him through these different circumstances. And then finally, I'll just quickly make a few comments on this one. Not specifically John, but how John died, I think, can teach us lessons. And John, as we know, his life ended pretty gruesomely, but as have thousands upon thousands of Christians who have lived faithfully for the Lord. I put a few people up there. We know Stephen, Paul, probably 11 of the 12 apostles died a pretty awful death. We know that there's been many other people. And why does God allow this? We don't know all the specifics around that. But we do know that he's a just God, but that his justice is served from an eternal perspective. And so each of these individuals will receive a special blessing, as we read in Scripture, and I put up a couple of passages to that effect. And as I was thinking about this, I thought about Peter and how Peter simply, when he asked the Lord, what about John? Jesus had indicated to Peter what the type of death that he was going to die. And he said, what about him, Lord? And Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? And so that's an interesting lesson for us, that we need to keep focused on God's calling on our own lives, on the specifics of what he has put in front of us and the situations we're in, and not worry about the person sitting in the pew perhaps next to us. And so I'll just finish up there. There's lots more to be said, but I did put down in summary 7 questions, and I know we're going to have a discussion, so I thought this might be helpful. They're really the 7 points, but they're sort of asked in 7 questions, so I can leave those up there. And you can read through those and we can discuss them a bit more later. But at this point, I think we go to prayer right now, and then